Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A change of plea hearing for former Ketchikan Mayor Jack Shea has been scheduled for today. Shea has already pled innocent to charges of possessing child pornography, but Shea's attorney asked for a new hearing on Friday, indicating a deal has been reached with prosecutors. A Fairbanks man has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of his girlfriend's 2-year-old son. 24-year-old Carl Delbert David had initially been charged with assault after he allegedly threw the boy and stepped on him because the child wet his bed. The charge was upgraded Friday afternoon. The first public hearing on a proposed road through Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge on the Alaska Peninsula is scheduled for Thursday in Anchorage. Residents of King Cove want the road so they can drive to an all-weather airport at nearby Cold Bay. Environmental groups say a road will divide a wilderness area and disturb migrating and nesting birds. Another 80 Alaska-based soldiers are home from Afghanistan. Fort Wainwright yesterday welcomed home the soldiers from the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, who returned after a year-long deployment. The soldiers were the next-to-last group to come home. About 90 more soldiers will return on Wednesday. U.S. Navy Commander Blake McBride says the United States is the only Arctic nation without an Arctic strategy. In the 2011 Fleet Arctic Operations game, the Navy learned how big its Arctic shortcomings are. As a force, the Navy lacks everything from bases and Arctic-capable ships to reliable communications and cold-weather clothing. The Arctic has not been a priority for the United States government, largely because there isn't an immediate military threat. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some patchy fog, some cloudy skies, and some rain for today and most of the rest of the week. Temperatures in the high 30s to very low 50s.